One, Shiro, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Man, I think my audience will love you, man. Not the fact that we come from our native country is in East Africa, both of us, but the fact that I get excited when East Africans come to the show. For some reason, I feel like my people are here.
I feel the same way.
Oh,
like,
well.
When I meet someone from East Africa anywhere,
yeah.
I don't know why. I feel a little bit more excited than I would.
Been here before. Oh, I appreciate you so much. You know, let me ask you, new to Seattle, correct?
Yes.
How long, how new are you? How new are you?
A few months, a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
3 months old here.
Oh, okay. Where did you move from? Where did you move from?
I moved from Los Angeles, California. Mm-hmm. My family has always lived here. My dad has been here 25 years.
Okay.
So I've been big on coming for the holidays
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this time was different.
Was different?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd come for the pageant.
Okay.
But for some reason, my interaction with my sister felt different this time.
Your sister lives here?
Yes.
Awesome.
Everyone in the family
mm-hmm.
kind of settled in here. I went to school in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And that became home for me.
Beautiful. That's it. Now, in the LA, you left the rain. I'm sorry, you left the sunshine to come deal with the rain. How does that, even like your whole fit today is for LA. It's not the weather that's outside right now.
Totally.
Okay.
I don't have a Seattle wardrobe yet.
You need one.
I'm struggling with that.
Okay.
I'm struggling with that because, first and foremost, I love Los Angeles.
Okay.
I'm still actually kind of mourning my coming here.
You're coming back.
But at the same time,
okay.
As I've been growing older,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting closer to my family.
Okay.
And I...
You value family more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, I'm in that age where
mm-hmm.
things are going to be changing up.
Changing up a little bit, so you need that, right?
So,
yeah.
So this is kind of like that transition where I'm interacting with my sisters
okay.
almost for the last time before
your change completely yes
you know
yeah
moved on and you're no longer single so.
Yeah, I appreciate
yeah.
that. Congratulations there, by the way.
Thank you.
We met I remember we met at it was like a mental health thing that one of the magistrates of Seattle was doing for the kids and the youth. Tells me you love community and you give back to community. What does community mean for you?
So community,
mm-hmm.
how I impact
mm-hmm.
the people around me and my environment,
mm-hmm.
And pretty much anyone that I come into contact with.
Okay.
So in LA, I was the culture is more about yourself.
In LA.
Yes.
Okay.
People do impact you, but at the end of the day, there's this awareness of hey, you know. Success isn't, you know, a successful person isn't made, they're created. They're
Correct.
Not born, they're created. They're made.
They're made, yeah.
So there's that thing that I made me.
Mm, I like that.
But with community,
mm-hmm.
you don't make you.
Mm-hmm.
So there had to be a transition that happened, and then all of a sudden my world was open to like, hey, you didn't make yourself. If it wasn't for all the experiences that you're having.
Yes.
You wouldn't be who you are.
You wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I started wondering, well, what kind of impact
but
am I leaving?
I'm going to get a creator around.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, am I leaving any impact? Am I changing anyone's life?
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked at it, I wasn't kind of happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, just a small group of people that I actually made an impact for.
Mm-hmm.
However, those people didn't really care because it was a business world.
Everybody needs something. Transactional.
Transactional.
Mm-hmm.
So I started kind of transitioning into, well, everything that I've learned, how can I take it outside to the community
mm-hmm.
So that it's not about this 2% of people that are
only benefiting from this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they take the best from me,
mm-hmm.
but there's no giving back.
That's crazy. I don't like that.
So I decided, you know, I'll start playing for the other team.
At all times.
Yeah.
And we are welcoming you to Seattle. Have you made any friends yet? Have you made any community here yet? Apart from family, of course.
No, not really.
Okay.
Not from the lack of being out there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're working, you know, there's meeting people when you're working, but then it feels as if they're associates more than they are friends. And then with the new public life, like, it's hard to know why people gravitate to me.
To you, you're always skeptical. What do you really want?
Yeah, and a lot of people want a lot of things.
Yeah.
So it's new territory for me. I'm learning how to navigate.
Correct.
It.
Yeah.
In LA, everyone is somebody.
Everybody knows is something. Yeah.
Everybody is something.
Yeah.
So when you're all together in a room.
Yeah.
Whatever connected you in that room is probably
it's powerful. Yeah. Correct.
So,
yeah.
Oh, sure. I like this. I like that. Mm-hmm. So you know that they're there for your contacts.
Correct. That's it.
No, but you see, it's still the networking, right? But they protect when they're protecting you, they're protecting their network.
How long have you been a musician?
Since I can't even remember.
Okay.
It started with a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I dreamt up a melody.
Mm-hmm.
I was really small.
Okay.
I still know the melody. It's the craziest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it ignited something.
Okay.
And I started writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I could write music. I could remember it without having to record it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew I loved it.
Did you love music?
Yeah.
Do you have a concert that you say this is one of the highlights of my music journey that you performed and you're like, this stage was great or this show was great?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yes.
So you'd love to perform though. So if there are any festivals out there, we should plug you in and let you know the places to see.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And no regrets to the fact that I haven't found it yet because I hadn't found my voice yet.
Okay.
As I've been growing, my music has been changing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can say I'm comfortable. I think now I just finally found my voice.
Mm.
So I don't believe it would have been possible for me to have that platform before I was ready. I don't think life was
there for you.
Yes. Oh,
okay. Now, talking about art, also, you were acting roles a little bit. Tell us more about this and which stages or which plays you've been in.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
The plays would be a little difficult.
Okay.
But Kenya National Theater.
Okay.
Alliance Francaise.
I did Alliance Francaise. That's dope. That's good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Red Cat Theater in Los Angeles. Yeah, that's mostly.
That's mostly. Okay.
Mostly. A few of the small ones like in Carver City, but. I haven't forget the name.
It's a small city.
Yeah. So I'm probably having a little trouble remembering most of
some
that
of the names
because
here.
Acting has taken a
back seat right back now. Seat. Correct.
Not that I don't like to act. Music seems to be more. That's the fire that burns.
That's the fire. That's what's bringing things together.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Now I find myself acting maybe when I'm doing a music video.
Oh, okay.
But it's taken a backseat.
It's taken a backseat.
I still have a laugh for it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that when I think of what would I be willing to... If I had to choose one or the other, then
music could be your first thing.
Yeah.
Okay, love that. You also worked. I heard the streets are saying that you worked for Hillary Clinton. What capacity was this? And when was this?
Oh, my gosh. 2000. That's a long time ago.
It's a while.
But it came because of Maxine Shaw.
Okay.
And that's because she, I met her in college through a talent show.
All right.
She took me under her wing.
Okay.
She was an activist, and I didn't even understand.
Do you understand
what
she's doing? Yeah.
Because straight from Kenya, I'm just going with the flow, having a good time.
Correct.
I had seen her on TV. Let me show them.
This year, what's going on?
I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
So, to be honest with you, that experience didn't leave a huge impact in my life.
Okay.
To me, I was just gaining experience. I didn't know how to relate to that experience to to myself at the time. Mm-hmm. Feminism.
Feminism.
What is that?
What is that? Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's a different concept.
It was a new concept. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel in any way like I had experienced anything that would make me as fiery as the women that were there
before. Yeah.
However, I had a drive to me, mm-hmm. and it worked for them.
It worked for them.
It worked for them. Mm-hmm. You know, I could get things done pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I was a go-getter.
Yeah.
But the experiences that got them there, mm-hmm. were different.
Mm.
I hadn't experienced them, so mm-hmm. To me, it was just, I was just doing things.
Mm-hmm. Just going the flow.
Going with the flow. Mm-hmm. But to them, it was purpose to them.
To purpose, correct.
Yeah, so I'd say the one thing that I got from that was, wow, I maybe gave me awareness that I didn't have purpose.
You didn't have purpose, correct?
Yeah, I hadn't found it yet.
Mm. Do you have any artists from Kenya that inspire you?
Artists from Kenya?
Yeah. Or in East Africa?
Well, Vanessa Mdee,
yeah.
is no longer in the scene.
Yeah.
But I loved her. She
the
had
music.
I loved her music. Mm-hmm. I loved her drive.
Mm-hmm.
I loved how she pursued her career with excellence.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl right now that I really like.
Oh. It's okay. Okay. We'll figure it out. Did she sing? Act?
Oh my goodness. There's this girl's Someone Blue.
Blue. Yeah, okay. I forgot.
Bridget Blue.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
I love her.
My.
I love her voice. I love how her music, she's made, when she sings, it's Kenyan, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But she takes Kenyan music to a whole new level.
She's polishing it for the international audience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I like that because I don't like how we put ourselves in a box.
In a box, great.
And there's one other girl.
Mm-hmm.
Fari Athman.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. You're putting me on new artists. That's good. Okay.
She, first and foremost, gorgeous voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I could listen to her for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how she could take a not so popular concept,
mm-hmm.
polish it up, and all of a sudden that's all you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like listening to new artists.
New artists. Oh, that's what's up. Is there any artists that you would like to work with? Not necessarily in just music, art, theater, acting, the
not
whole
at
thing.
The moment. And not because I don't want to.
Okay.
What I believe is great about collaborations,
mm-hmm.
is when you have polished up your craft,
mm-hmm.
and you're meeting it with someone else, so
mm-hmm.
you're both two holes,
mm-hmm.
coming together.
Correct.
And I believe I am in that last phase
of being whole.
Of being whole.
Mm.
So that they can also receive from me,
mm-hmm.
and we can, you know, get it to the next level.
Correct.
I've experienced listening to music or any type of work where you can see it was kind of forced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not great, but you're like, that's not even your style. You didn't find who you were.
Who you were. So you came half, and you gave us half.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
To another artist,
mm-hmm.
they can see that.
Correct.
They can see that.
Mm.
Not forcing things is
mm-hmm.
big for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe choosing the right collaborations as well.
Well, mm-hmm.
So I haven't really gone to that step because I'm working on my debut album.
Correct.
And this is where I get to introduce myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been focusing more on just presenting myself.
Mm.
So I haven't gotten that opportunity to sit back and be like, you know,
yeah,
you can collaborate with others.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like to collaborate
mm-hmm.
with? So that's why I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, no worries. We're still here. You're still here. You're welcome to Seattle. And you have a lot of room. You have a lot of time. So whenever you're ready, just give us a finished product. We're waiting for, so we should be looking for an album sometime, right?
Yes.
All right. That's what's let's scale it back. Back to Kenya. I'm taking you back today, all the way. All right. So what does family play in your whole creative journey?
So many roles.
Mm-hmm.
One, my dad loved music.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced me to as much music as he could.
Okay.
At that time, I didn't look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm grateful. My mom loves music too.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in my family is artistic in one form or another. My parents are both very ambitious go-getters.
Mm-hmm.
So even though my dad was more on the education side and my mom
was more on the art side,
both pushed me
mm-hmm.
to always be striving for the best. So despite that I was a late bloomer,
mm-hmm.
that was the most vulnerable part of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't the most confident. And so I held back
mm-hmm.
a lot,
mm-hmm.
but opportunities always found me.
Somewhat.
Some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I never shied away from them.
Okay.
But I do believe that I have, art is the most sensitive part of me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the one that I try to protect the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the most vulnerable
part of you, correct?
So I find myself trying to protect myself
mm-hmm.
from people hurting that part of me, and that sometimes will make you be a little slow to doing some stuff.
Yeah,
you know. I'm now understanding that I don't have to take it as a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm aware of it, I'm able to have control over it. I'm able to be like, is this a good enough reason to, you know? But more so just being proactive at, okay, this scares you.
Mm-hmm.
How do I take away the fear?
Mm-hmm.
If you need to practice more, practice.
Correct.
You need to do, you know, to, if you feel, oh, maybe I don't have the verbiage for
mm-hmm.
it, well, put some work into it. And that takes away those insecurities. Back in the day, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I would do everything, but I would do it in private.
Mm. All right. I like that. Now, if a young Kenyan girl is watching your story, what's one word or two words you want to speak to that little girl who's looking up to you and tries to be like you?
First thing, believe in yourself. It's usually a little bit tougher than you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
But believe in yourself, even if you have to pretend to others that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Protect that. Write down your vision,
mm-hmm.
write down your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And it is important for us when something is young and immature for
mm-hmm.
us to protect it. Like, we don't let babies just do whatever,
right? Correct. Yes.
This is a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible for it to be aborted
mm-hmm.
before.
Correct.
So you do not have to expose your dreams, your desires.
To everybody. Mm-hmm.
Grow it in silence mm-hmm. until, you know, just the same way when we put a seed in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It germinates and it gets strong before it should start.
It shuts
right?
to the street, correct?
Once it's shut up,
it's up. It's up all the way.
It can handle the elements of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Same to your desires.
Mm-hmm.
First, write it down. You need to be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once you have put everything down, start scaling it down. Because
mm-hmm.
you say, okay, I want to be a Grammy Award winner.
Correct.
It could be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So scale it down to, okay, what can I do at this moment to start making moves towards that?
Thank you for that. What did winning the pageant mean for you?
it meant a lot.
Okay.
Because I've experienced some haterade.
Oh man.
As everybody, mm-hmm. I'm sure someone has told you you can't do something.
Yeah.
And for a minute, mm-hmm. I allowed myself to believe in those lies. Mm. So, I never did get into pageantry mm-hmm. as earlier as I would have wanted to. Mm-hmm. So, it was not like a middle finger back.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get it.
No, when I got it, that was when it was a middle finger back.
Oh like, yeah.
I thought you said I wasn't good enough.
I'm here now.
Yeah. So, but also, mm-hmm. it was validation mm-hmm. that what I felt and my desire was always true, and it was the other guys that were wrong.
You were fine.
I was fine. Mm-hmm. So it made me to realize maybe you need to believe more in yourself than in what other people are always telling you.
Okay.
It's good to reflect if someone tells you something, mm-hmm. but they have a different agenda.
Yeah.
See, I always have my best interests at heart.
At heart, correct.
Well, you don't know what the other person's best interests are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, believe in yourself more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That experience didn't have to come that late.
Correct.
Yeah. So, I also had wanted to, I had already purposed to be impactful mm-hmm. in my community. Mm-hmm. And so that also just gave me a better platform, a bigger platform than what I was,
doing.
I was currently on mm-hmm. at the time. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Do you have any siblings?
Yes.
Brothers, sisters?
Sisters.
All sisters? Just girls? Yes. How is that house? Your dad suffered.
He did. He did. And finally he retired and decided to let us be.
You let us be. That's a tough house.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And so your sister, I don't got brothers. Siblings can be crazy. Parents can be crazy. But how do you handle conflict, like, in your line of work, in your career?
Okay, so, conflicts at home first?
Oh. Yeah, conflict. Just anywhere. Like, when... Because people will try you. They will try you.
They do.
Yeah.
I look at it... Okay, let's start at home. Siblings.
Yeah. Great, yeah.
Mediation. My mother. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Smartest woman I know.
Yeah.
You know, she'll tell my other sister something different, come mm-hmm. to me in a different way too, because she knows my strengths, she knows my weaknesses. Okay. She knows the other one's strengths, she knows the weaknesses.
Yeah.
So, we're very passionate because we're artists. Mm-hmm. So, both of us could both have an angle mm-hmm. that is correct.
Correct.
No one's wrong, but we're not seeing that angle.
You're not seeing, yeah. Okay.
So, I've learned one. Do not tackle the situation immediately.
Okay.
No, that is something
I
never used to apply or mm-hmm. adhere to. Mm-hmm. So, when you do that, in the heat of the moment, mm-hmm. you might make decisions that are permanent. Mm-hmm. You know, permanent decisions in a temporary situation.
Oh yeah. You don't want that.
So. I learned that, okay, don't do any, like, finalizing. Mm-hmm. Yes, let them know that you feel like this, like that, mm-hmm. but revisit it,
right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That keeps the peace, and as a firstborn sister, I've learned that sometimes, I have to take the high road.
Correct.
So my younger sisters win a lot. Mm. So I'll take the high road, and then somehow try to bring it in.
Okay, I like that. If I was new in your family, mm-hmm. somebody who's either Tana Mari, one of the many sisters in there,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know Kikuyu,
mm-hmm.
how do you say hello?
Wemwega.
Wemwega.
Yes.
Okay, and how do you say hello in Swahili?
Habari.
Habari. Is it easy to learn Kikuyu online if somebody's trying to learn it? How did you learn? Parents?
At home.
Okay.
Actually, my mom was taking class.
Oh,
classes for Kikuyu, but I caught it. I caught
Quicker.
On.
Uh-huh.
I think my love for languages
uh-huh.
always allowed me to uh-huh. be a quick learner.
Yeah.
Because it's what I needed
mm.
for my art.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my strength.
That was your strength.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kikuyu online?
Mm-hmm.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
I say the fastest way to introduce yourself to languages,
mm-hmm.
listening to music,
mm-hmm.
watching the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times you learn without even knowing that you're learning.
You're learning, but you're learning as you go.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Change your atmosphere.
Correct.
First.
Mm-hmm.
Easiest way, watching shows, listening
mm-hmm.
to music.
Mm, I like that.
So there's, you know, that different rhythm in
mm-hmm.
every language.
Mm-hmm.
You start catching on.
Mm.
And then you can go to the books.
You can go to the books.
Yeah. I skipped over a question.
Go ahead.
Conflict at work.
Correct.
Know the stakes.
Whoa.
First, always know the stakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, if the stakes are high enough, fight for them.
Mm-hmm.
Be smart. Fight more with your intelligence,
yes.
your smarts,
mm-hmm.
more than the other way.
Correct.
Shouting. That.
Mm-hmm.
You lose credibility very fast. And it's a weakness
mm-hmm.
when it comes to work.
Mm-hmm.
In business,
it's
a weakness.
Want that. You don't want that.
You do not want to show your weaknesses to your opponents.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have to go cry at home,
just
you know, baby,
go cry over there.
Go cry at home.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
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 But at the place of work,
uh-huh.
You know, you have to be. You have to try to be in control
mm-hmm.
of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything else, you can't control anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So be in control of yourself. And then go home and be a mess.
They're going to be a good deal. They've got to figure it out over there.
Yeah, but fight for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Fight for what you want. And always figure out a way to fight where
mm-hmm.
you'll be, when they won't see you coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they do, then
mm-hmm.
they can counteract, right?
Mm-hmm.
And two, you don't end up, sometimes you're gonna end up being the bad guy. Maybe
correct.
If you wanted a promotion and, you know, two
mm-hmm.
people want the same position.
Yeah.
But try not to make enemies.
No.
Yeah. It's, if we can avoid it, try not to. Because it makes your life difficult.
Make your life difficult.
This is the place where you want to work.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to spend 8 hours of your time
dealing with this.
Scared of you.
Every time.
You know, mm-hmm. oh, you can't get out of your office because you've insulted everyone.
You don't want that.
Yes, so be smart.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, thank you again for making time to speak to us today. And we wish you happiness in your new journey,
thank you.
Will be my last question. What is, because you were single for a bit, and now you're transitioning to this other life. So what is an ideal, healthy, balanced relationship to you? What is your version? Because we have girls out here who don't know what it is, and they end up in situationships and like drama because they never grew up around that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is you? You sound like you came from a good family. Your mom, your sisters. So it's a good nuclear vibe, African stuff that we desire. A lot of us desire.
Mm-hmm.
What is love to you? What did you see in your parents, and how is it? How do you apply it in your life?
I saw it in my parents. My mom was very protective.
Okay.
She shielded me and sheltered me from a lot
mm-hmm.
of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
She eased up on my younger sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't grow up with other guys
okay.
around.
Mm-hmm.
And we hung out with my cousins,
mm-hmm.
male cousins,
yeah.
often.
Yeah.
But my interaction mm-hmm. with them wasn't...
wasn't the best.
It was very rare.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom had gone to school, uni in the States, mm-hmm. and she wanted that experience for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
In a world, and you have very little experience with guys out there as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, first off, it's okay if you're imbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is to find out that you're imbalanced.
Correct.
Because you can't fix a problem that you don't know.
Do you know? Yeah.
Be honest with yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to lie to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
mm-hmm.
Be honest with yourself. Because you're the only one who can actually make any viable changes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no need of lying to yourself that you got this when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is possible for you to get this.
Mm-hmm.
It just requires some time mm-hmm. and some acting.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So, once you figure out your imbalance,
yes.
try and figure out how do I, you know,
go back.
How
mm-hmm.
do I make that
mm-hmm.
Transition? And it's possible because I was like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came from a good background, but that doesn't guarantee you that you're going to be, you know.
Yeah.
I made a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I started learning what the things that were important
to me. To you, correct.
My core values,
mm-hmm.
honesty. I'm a little bit of a traditional girl. Oh my gosh, I don't want this to be controversial.
Okay.
I saw my mom and my dad. My dad took care of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had respect for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I realize that I do like that.
It's bonding.
Yeah. I can take a back seat. Mm-hmm. I can be a good follower.
Mm-hmm. And
be a good supportive role.
Person, yes.
Other than, you know,
mm-hmm.
and let him take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
So at first the world told me that, well, that's not how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all options for us.
Mm-hmm.
So get to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're pretending to be someone else, you're not really enjoying it. So I realized, hey, I do like taking the passenger seat and letting somebody else
mm-hmm.
do, you know,
mm-hmm.
the maneuvering and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind to each other. Life
mm-hmm.
is already like
tough
enough.
Yeah.
So even in the way you approach, like maybe somebody did you wrong, whether it was they wanted to or not, you know,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes we can be a little bit
tough,
you know, like, oh man, they did it on purpose, so
mm-hmm.
I gotta do something back on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're gonna have a moment when you're gonna do something that you don't like on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So don't manufacture one for yourself, you know. Try to understand the other person.
The perspective. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the craziest thing. Like, for me, getting to understand the mind of a guy,
mm-hmm.
I still don't.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly just still don't.
Work in progress.
It's still work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
But learning what the other person cares about,
mm-hmm.
learning who you are,
mm-hmm.
and how you can meet in the middle.
Mm.
Yeah. And don't compromise the things that definitely should not be compromised.
At all. Yeah.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you can compromise, find healthy ways to compromise them.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has to happen overnight. I think that's the one thing
mm-hmm.
that was the hardest for me to learn, because I like to achieve things.
Mm, that part.
So I needed it and I need it now.
Mm-hmm.
Things that last, they have a coming together of sorts.
Of sorts,
like
right.
when they're weaving in, mm-hmm. there's intricacies in weaving in together to form a tight fabric or a bond, right? Mm-hmm. And those things are in the little, in the details, mm-hmm. and they take time.
They take a lot of time.
Yeah, so I hope that helps someone out there.
That's it. I love that bit. Yeah, patience, grace. I like that. Thank you for making time to come here today, sharing your story with us, because I know you came from a big place and moving here from LA. I hope you're making friends with the community here. We'll see which friends we have. We give you a lot of them, not the bad ones, the ones who can cook.
You know, I'm a good cook too.
Good.
I love to cook for people.
Okay, we're coming to the house.
Yeah,
we're gonna figure it out.
But most of all, I hope people don't see me as a threat.
You're not a threat.
Yeah, I'm an
ally.
Well,
you're
ally.
A threat. You're a good threat.
I am a threat.
Yes, right, a good
there's
threat.
There's some things, if you don't want to lose them.
You don't
lose
it.
But your men are safe. Yeah. Ladies, your men are safe. Yeah. I'm an ally.
Okay.
And I believe that people tend to be scared of what they don't know.
They don't understand.
And they don't understand because mm-hmm. we do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you so much for making time to be here. And we'll support you. We'll be showing up when you have something. And let us know if you have something so we can pull up as well.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Shira, again. Thank you for coming. It's been an amazing
show.
Thank you for having me. And that's a wrap.